This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome to the Oxymetry podcast once again. It's me, Jane, joined, what a treat, it's Mike this time.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, pretty good.
Season's greetings, that season being November still, somehow.
It feels
later in the year just because everyone's, I think everyone's
I have no concept of time anymore.
I've slipped into
a dimension beyond time, basically.
Yeah.
So my lovely wife put maybe a beer advent calendar. So every morning I'm going to open it, take the beer out, put it in the fridge.
Drink a beer for breakfast.
And drink the beer at the start of the working day. No, put it in the fridge.
And then it's ready for you at the end of the working day.
At the end of the day. Exactly.
That's lovely.
Exactly.
Wow. That must be a gigantic advent calendar.
It's big. I mean, it's big enough to contain 24 cans of beer, yeah.
I saw you actually posted a picture of it, didn't you, over on Instagram?
Yeah, it looks like it's like a festive door with the number 24 on it, and it opens out, and it's very cool.
Do you or do you not have Christmas decorations up in your house?
Not yet. I haven't decorated the dimension beyond time just yet, but I will be doing it this weekend, so
I imagine
the tree up.
Sort of a
floating in the void.
Yeah. Upside down with those, you know, festive fairy lights.
With a mind flayer, much
twinkling
like
spookily,
D&D has a mind flayer.
That's appropriate. Speaking of D&D.
Perfect segue.
What a gift. We're going to listen to, this is Fishmas Carol part three of four. It's the penultimate episode of our festive special back from
things are stepping up.
A couple of years
things
ago.
Things are escalating.
It's a fond memory. I mean, they're all fond memories, but of Loading Bar's basement. It's been such a very long time.
I remember that place.
Do you remember Bar's?
What a fine
establishment. Loading Bar? Yeah.
I'm desperate to go back to, I would love to go back to Loading Bar's basement.
Yeah.
That would be my happy place right now. But yeah, I'm feeling very festive with Fishmas Carol. Like, as I'm sure we mentioned, it was our first festive Oxventure Christmas special thing. And it's just really good fun. Feeling Christmassy, getting in the mood. And I think there's a big sort of crossover between sort of Christmassy fables and folklore and things like that and kind of a fantasy D&D style environment. So it just gels really nicely. Like Christmas in Lasers and Feelings would not be quite as festive.
I associate Lord of the Rings movie releases with Christmas time.
Fair enough, yeah.
Well, do you remember they all came out in like November, December?
Yep.
They were like, they weren't summer blockbusters. They were festive
winter
wintry
blockbusters.
Yeah, exactly. So what else is going on right now, Mike? What are you looking forward to this weekend? What are you playing at the moment?
Ooh, what am I playing? Well, I've got my PS5 and my Xbox Series X, so I'm absolutely spoiled for choice. Yeah, I know, right.
Demon's Souls then, presumably.
Yeah, it's gonna be, I think Demon's Souls is it this weekend, basically.
Nice.
Yeah, settle down with a nice warm cup of tea and smash my head against Demon's Souls for a bit.
With a nice cold beer from the advent calendar.
Yes, from the advent calendar. Well, wait, when's December the 1st? No, it would be cheating to do it this weekend.
In my mind, it's already December. Like you say, I exist in the dimension beyond time when it's all months concurrently.
Yeah,
it's still
exactly.
March 2020, but also it's already December 2020 in my mind.
Yeah.
It's
January.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Also, we are, if you're listening to this on Friday afternoon, we are streaming D&D session almost concurrently with this podcast going out. If you're listening to this podcast as it's fresh onto the internet airwaves, whatever the correct term is.
Don't touch that dial, says Jane.
Yeah, don't you touch that tuning dial on the internet radio, because we're going to be streaming Oxventure with Johnny. So
good fun.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's such a highlight, a fortnightly highlight, playing some D&D.
It's great. I love that we do it on a Friday afternoon, because it's like a really nice way to get in the mood for the weekend. Like,
yes,
we have
absolutely.
I think we have as much fun, if not more fun, doing it than the people watching it
That's so wholesome. It's true. But also, it puts a nice hard deadline on, like, if I don't want to return to work while wearing a D&D costume,
then
I have to get my work finished by 3 or 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon.
Otherwise, you'll be doing it in a dragon hat.
Yeah, otherwise I'm going to be sending emails to people while dressed as a warlock, and that just
you could channel your like eldritch energy into some really really snippy emails. If you
I should arrange some like Zoom meetings for directly after D&D calls, and I'll be all
set your virtual background to a hellscape.
And I'll just be all like, hopped up on warlock energy, and it might work for the States actually, because obviously they're all coming online in the you know mid morning, which is when we've just finished playing D&D. So maybe I should talk to some. To some American colleagues. What else is happening next week?
So on Tuesday, we're going to be doing a live stream where we create characters based on the new Tasha's Cauldron of Everything sort of
D&D
archetypes. And it's a new source book. We're going to be digging into it, coming up with some new characters, which people often ask us, right?
What would your next character be?
What would your next character be?
What will your next character be when your character dies?
When Egbert throws himself off a cliff for a laugh.
When you finally manage to get yourself killed. Yeah. What's your next character?
Trying so hard and it's just not coming.
I think last time we just said we'd revive Egbert and put him in a sort of robot body.
Yeah, robot.
Him in a cyborg paladin body. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, is that an option? It's probably not an option. I've got to read some more tests.
Some stuff that's close to that. I don't want to spoil anything, but if you would like, each of us will be creating two characters, so that's kind of cool. So definitely tune in for that if you're into your D&D, which I assume you are if you're listening to this.
I hope
You're in the wrong place.
Yeah, it's busy. We got to start thinking about Christmas challenges and things also. So
another exciting part of the year. So
it's all happening.
I'm looking forward to the Xmas challenge palooza. It's gonna be good. Bigger, better, more
harder,
tense,
faster,
probably.
Stronger.
Yeah, stronger.
Louder.
Just louder. Louder's the main one.
Yeah, we're just increasing the volume by 20% this year. That's what 2020 gets you. It's 20% more loud. Okay, well, let's settle in and listen to Fishmas Carol Part 3.
Sounds good.
I'm going to queue up the jingle right now. How do you like it? How do you enjoy that jingle?
Oh, it's great. Lovely. It's literal music to my ears.
Well, please enjoy, everyone. Here's Fishmas Carol Part 3.
I'm pretty sure I've heard people talk about the secret supermarket in Tanner's Folly. I reckon I know where it is.
Cool.
So let's head down there.
Lead the way then, I guess.
All right,
let's go
lead everyone.
Sewer grate open or however you get in the sewers.
Yeah.
I don't know. You tell
I lead
me.
Everyone to the sewer entrance and I follow the thieves' signs on the wall, which I can read.
You look for the thieves' signs. Let's be honest about this.
I look for the thieves' signs on the wall.
It's wisdom perception. We'll call it a 15 because, they're thieves' signs. They're only meant to be, quite well hidden, even to thieves.
Let's see what we got here. That is a 3.
No.
Plus 7.
That's a 10.
Guys, it's dark in here. I can't see. Is that a thief's sign?
You said you knew the way to the sewer market.
Yeah.
It says sewer.
This is
you
just
seem
a
very
sewer.
Confident before we got into the sewer.
I felt like it would have been clearly marked by the thieves who want people to come to their thieves market in thieves sign for thieves to read, but apparently not.
Well, why don't we just sort of
wander aimlessly through the sewers? I love it.
Let's all split up. Does your fish friend... Who you brought along have any idea where this secret market is?
No, why would?
Because he's an evil monster who probably lives in. I mean, he's a.
Why wouldn't he have gone there? Why would the fish person know?
Firstly, his name is Iron. Please address him as such. Two, I lift Iron out the back of the papoose and I mush up his little fishy chops and I say, Iron, can you get the smell of human? And I point him at Corazon and.
Fish with their notoriously good sense of smell.
In a sewer, notoriously bad smelling.
Yeah.
But go on.
And Iron does a little fishy sniff. His little gill-like nostrils are twitching adorably.
Do fish even have nostrils? I'm pretty sure they don't.
Get the scent, Iron, go! And then I drop Iron in the sewage.
And he dies.
So you sort of start to bring Iron over to Coruscant. He kind of is looking up at you like, do fish have nostrils? I mean...
They can detect a drop of blood in the whole sea or something. So yes.
Okay. He's sort of like there's a weird snuffling like.
Oh, and whose side are you on?
Dog, can you get this thing off me?
Dog, Coruscant, actually you have to let him finish or it's bad for his confidence.
He's dribbling on my new coat. It's, oh,
And then he sort of like, it's like,
Iron's got the scent. Okay,
is that Iron. What that means?
So, yeah.
lead us to the thieves' market. Bloosh.
He basically just like face plants and sort of gets up, looks mildly hurt, and starts walking.
Everyone on Iron.
Follow Iron.
Okay. Let's see.
We're doing signs.
Okay, Iron doesn't lead you through too much raw sewage. Obviously, too much is relative given that you are in the sewer. So none of you smells great. Egbert, you are feeling far more confident about your place in the party.
Egbert, can I have a piggyback over this? These are very expensive boots.
You were mean about it when I covered myself in wee.
And eventually you do emerge into sort of like, it's just sort of a place where a whole bunch of different tunnels from the sewer meet. And it's been turned into a sort of ramshackle market, which is actually like surprisingly big. Like you wouldn't think that Tanner's Folly had such an extensive sewer system. And indeed, a town of this size ordinarily wouldn't, but then of course they get through a lot of urine, so hence. You sure. Emerge into sort of like it's a circular area sort of lit by sort of a little bit of light coming through from a grating above ground. But they're also just like torches in sort of like cobbled together sconces and all that kind of stuff. And there are lots of people. Some people have little like sort of fold out tables. Most people have just spread a coat on the floor and they're sort of lounging there next to their wares.
I fold out my table and start selling Merrowen's meat grinder t-shirts.
Business is booming, actually. Yeah. I just rolled a 19.
Yes.
It turns out the folktale of Merrowen's meat grinder is spreading, so people start buying quite a few. People are still asking after Don't Be a Dob shirts.
Yeah, we got those on back order, so if you check back later in the week, we'll have those in.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Nice,
great.
I'll put you down for payment up front, of course.
Let's sort of walk away.
Honestly.
Oh. There goes like that small businessman of the year award you were looking for.
It's like there's no honour among thieves.
Make a saying about that.
Yeah, it's weird.
We'd scout around. We go shopping, basically.
Okay, is there anything you're looking for shopping in particular?
Big enormous pearls. I would say.
Big enormous pearls.
So,
fishy-looking artifacts.
Have a look for like a jewellery stall, something like that. Uh-huh. So walk up to the stall, talk to the stall owner, and I say, I'm really in the market for a massive pearl. You got anything?
Yeah,
like
we're
that?
In the market for a massive pearl.
Yeah, massive pearl we're looking for.
Massive. It's got to be massive.
Yeah,
massive pearls. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, don't worry about it. Throws back a blanket and there's a clutch of absolutely massive pearls. And then you hear a voice going, absolutely massive pearls, yeah, Gov. And someone opens a lid on a box. It's like, absolutely massive pearls here. Someone down the way goes, was that absolutely massive pearls? Mine are shinier and cheaper than theirs are. And pretty soon, I think everyone is. Let's just say that people have twigged that you aren't all natural-born thieves, and that maybe they can make a quick buck off you. Because everyone is asking you to hold a different pearl.
Like,
this
we
one,
look like tourists.
Absolutely enormous, mate.
I lean into one of the stall holders, and in thieves' cant, I say to them, gosh, look at these rubes. What a bunch of absolute idiots. They don't even know about the real good pearl that someone's selling here, do they?
My good fellow, why are you travelling with them if they're such rubes?
Well, I'm shaking them down, aren't I, dear boy?
Right.
There's a classic shake and vac.
Oh, you're playing,
maneuver.
You're playing the long con.
Yeah, of course. Yes, it's the most fun.
I hope he's saying nice things
charming.
About us.
Right.
It's absolutely delightful.
But what's
really
all this about one true pearl that's being sold?
Oh, have you not heard about this? Dave?
No.
It was stolen from the fish people, the giant enormous pearl. I thought you'd have heard about it, being maybe not as good a thief as the rest of them.
Hold on, stolen from... I mean, firstly, you'll mind your tone. But secondly, stolen from the fish people.
Yes, you know.
Who are the fish people?
You've never heard of the fish, gosh.
Like this guy.
Get a load of this guy, I shout in thieves' cant. Doesn't even know about the fish people and the giant pearl!
We don't understand the language, but we get the
roll
context
me,
clues.
Roll me
the
charisma.
Energy.
You know what? That might actually be charisma performance. I'm going to call this a 15 again, because
okay.
You're on sort of his turf. So, yeah, charisma performance if you've got it, but I don't think you do.
Is that a 20?
It's an unknowable number.
Yes, I believe that's a 20.
Yay! Crit, 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 crit.
This performance must be amazing.
The rest of you sort of, you don't really understand what's being said, but the whole room sort of like bursts into laughter. Really, and you can tell it's derisive.
Oh, I see.
Would you stop that, please? You're a very charismatic person, I don't deny that. And obviously it's a fish-eat-fish world down here, so people would be quite happy to make fun of me the drop of a hat, as has been clearly demonstrated, but still doesn't mean I know anything about a one true genuine pearl. If what you're trying to tell me is that you want an actual pearl and not just sort of a ball that's been painted with a pearlescent paint, not that I'm saying that's what mine are.
Well, no, of course. Well, do you think that would fool the fish people?
Then you want to talk to Katie.
Katie?
Yes.
Where would I find Katie?
Well, she's not been here the last two night markets. I don't really understand why.
Oh. Okay, well, do you know where she can usually be found when she's not at the night market?
Well, she's a thief, so it's difficult to say. But listen, her name's... I really shouldn't be telling you this, especially since the whole room appears to be watching.
I know,
thanks
I am,
again for that, by the way.
I am very charismatic, though, so...
Let's
not forget.
Roll me charisma persuasion. We'll call this a 5.
Okay, that is a 4 plus a 7.
Great. I mean... Yeah, all right then. Listen, her name's Katie Delacour. She specialises in antiquities, a lot of nautical stuff, because, you know, seaside town, tourist trade.
Lovely, yeah.
I don't know where she's gone. I mean, you could check out some of her old haunts. She tends to drink in the, Roger? Yeah. Yes? What's the pub Katie drinks in? A Twisted Harpoon! Twisted Harpoon. There you go. The Twisted Harpoon. You might try there. And while you're here, since you've made fun of me and everything, how's about you buy something from my stall? Or at least convince one of your rubes to.
Oh, go on then. What have you got? Is it all rocks painted pearlescent?
Balls. No, I mean, they're all pearls. Genuine.
Sure, sorry. Yes,
massive
genuine
pearls.
Massive pearls.
You could take some. I've got a lot of pocket watches. Not all of them have blood on them.
Right, sure. Yes, I'll take a. Pocket watch, how much?
Those rusks. two rusks.
Two rusks.
Yeah.
Corazon?
Yes, I mean, yes.
He hands over a pocket watch.
That, while you're buying things, is it worth us buying a massive fake pearl just in case we need to do an old switcheroo?
Love it.
I love the idea. That's a great idea. You got any massive fake pearls as well?
Will one gold bar
massive
be enough?
Massive fake pearls! You get, like, loads of people just throw them at you.
Oh.
You are, covered now up to the chest
in fake
pearls.
Was our last gold bar?
Should we ask the fish what looks most like their pearl?
Iron, which of the... there's no double-crossing going to happen here, ultimately. But, like, just hypothetically, so we have a good idea, which of these roughly matches? This one, please.
You hear like go up from a lot of the room as one merchant comes forward and is like, hey, I knew that was the best pearl in the room. That's why I threw it at you.
Nice. Well, thank you so much. This has been so rewarding. Here's a gold bar.
Thank you so much.
Gold bar.
Jesus Christ.
Two gold
bars? I should have done
it! I tackled up to the ground.
Well, if that business is concluded, he leaves the room and on the way just kicks over his cup. He's clearly never coming back.
Do you guys mind getting the tip?
You get the tip of this dagger if you don't have some money on it.
He sort of stays at the exit. He's like, yeah. Oh, I'm not getting the tip. He leaves.
Guys, I got a great deal on this sweet fake pearl.
The merchant leaves. Clearly intending to retire. About 30 seconds later, he's followed by about
sharpening their
half
blades.
The room and their cudgels. And I think, sensing perhaps that you've upset the natural order of things enough, perhaps you want to leave
guys,
the piss reading
yes.
sewers?
To the Twisted Harpoon!
Yeah.
Twisted Harpoon.
Right.
Guy,
harpoon.
You don't know that.
No,
yes.
we don't.
Let me just, right. Guys.
Where are we going?
Oh, no, I heard the pub name. I mean, the pub
it
name
is,
isn't
in
Thieves.
It in Thieves Canon.
Yeah, but there's no...
Yeah, it's
the
in
pub's
code.
Name, the pub's name.
Of course it's in code. How would people listening, they might know where I was going?
No, it wasn't.
Like, blah, 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 blah.
Twisted Harpoon.
How do you know that's your pub's name?
As we step out of the sewage, I cast Prestidigitation on everyone.
Thank you.
And everyone feels now smell is clean and smells faintly of cinnamon and festive spices.
Ah, lovely.
Oh.
How about gingerbread?
Very nice.
All right.
All right, Twisted Harpoon, let's go.
Good. It doesn't take you long to find the Twisted Harpoon. It's a pretty run-down tavern. It's full of piratical types and ne'er-do-wells. Needless to say, it appeals to certainly you, Corathon,
this
probably you as
great,
well,
guys.
Prudent. So you're like, yeah, I'm into this place.
And
no one had to put on a disguise to get in, which is just perfect. So as you walk in, lots of people sort of drinking in corners, sort of a few people sort of watch you come in. You are a pretty odd looking party after all.
And we smell amazing compared to everyone.
But you do smell amazing, actually. Lots of people are like, ooh, who are the nice smelling strangers that have just walked into the bar? There is one person who very pointedly is not looking. It's a sort of a figure, she's fairly, well, it's a woman, wearing sort of like boiled leather armour. And she's there just holding a cup in front of her face with a like a just a leather, like wine, whatever they're called. Like the big leather covered wine bottles is absolutely enormous. Just
wine
there.
Skin.
Yeah, wine skin. But one of the ones that stands up on its own. I don't know why this is so important. she's drinking, basically she's drinking with intent. Like she's she's getting a little bit uncoordinated. You feel like maybe she's had a few now. She's knocking stuff over the bar, but no one seems to be taking much interest. She's sort of just there. Just having a drink and staring off into space.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You, Katie Delacour?
Who's asking?
I'm a Perlman.
A Ron Perlman.
That's my name. Ron Perlman. You may have heard of me. Perlman Brothers Curls.
Can't say I have, Ron, but it's nice to make your acquaintance nonetheless.
I'm a pretty big deal in the Pearl world.
Yeah?
And I heard you were the woman to come to talk to about pearls. Looking for some new stock for the old winter festival. You know, they're flying off the shelves and I need some really exquisite pieces. You know what I'm talking about. All the stuff around here is just balls painted pearlescent, but I need the real thing. I've got some discerning clients.
She turns on her stool and as she does, in a very deft movement, she pulls a knife and presses it just on the inside of your leg.
I think he's going well over there.
Yeah. Who told you that?
So I was down in the market trying to find some pearls. All the stuff down there was rubbish. And they told me if I wanted the real stuff, I should come to you.
And who was careless enough to give you my actual name?
I didn't get their name. They they were sort of thief-looking, jerking. Mm-hmm. Bodkin, those curly shoes.
He sell a lot of watches.
Oh yeah, I got this off him. This watch.
Yeah, I know the man.
Yeah.
He'll be dead by tomorrow. She turns back to her cup of wine.
Suits me. Happy about it.
listen, Ron, I don't know what you heard, but you don't want to mess with me, and you definitely don't want to be messing with any giant pearl I may or may not have in my possession, all right?
Well, I'm willing to pay top dollar.
How much?
Well,
a
trillion.
We look to our chief haggler.
She kind of, at this point, sort of looks at the people hovering at a polite distance, and it's like, she gets the bottle and drags herself off to a corner booth. Come on, then.
All right, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. So, name your price. I'll be more than willing to pay it. I can get whatever I want from my clients. They're rich and stupid. You know the way.
Are you talking about us?
No. Shush.
Oh.
My buyers are lovely. These are them.
I won't sell for less than 18. Bars.
I mean, I don't have that kind of money on me right now, but I can go and get it. It's in a...
Job, how much are you carrying?
19.
You're carrying 19?
Gold bars, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess you do have it on it.
No, you haven't.
But did you leave them in the wagon out back?
Oh, yeah.
That was careless.
Sorry.
Outside
I left,
a thief pub.
Yeah, I've got one here.
Oh, yeah,
you
of course.
You see? Look at it. Look how... Look at it for evidence, yeah. And the rest
sure.
are in the wagon. Out.
Let her bite it to check that it's real gold.
Would you like to bite it, Katie?
Just to check it's real gold.
She takes it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The real
pretty
deal,
sweet, right?
She sits it down in front of there. Well, that's one.
Now, as a show of good faith, we'd like to see the pearl just to make sure we're not going to get robbed once we give you the money.
No, I don't think that's how this is going to work. Listen, this thing is worth so much more. I've got some weird cultists down the coast. They're willing to pay 60.
60 gold bars?
Yeah.
Are there that many gold bars in the world?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. I hope so.
I'll take your word for it.
No further questions.
I'm new.
That many gold bars in a friggin' lake.
But the only reason I'm offering it to you is quick sale. So I'm not looking to get mugged. So you either bring me the gold, or you don't.
How do we even know you have the pearl, Katie?
Why would I be entertaining this ridiculous notion of you just swanning in and taking it?
All right, we'll go out to the cart and get it.
Okay,
yeah. We'll go, let's go to the cart and get it.
One of us should stay here to make sure that Katie doesn't make off with the one gold bar that we've left.
All right, Egbert.
I feel like
keep
I can effectively
busy.
Block the entire booth just by standing at the end of the booth.
Yeah. You can. That's where you've been standing this whole time.
Yeah.
Right. You've just not been able to
guys,
get in
let's,
there.
Guys, let's go and get the
let's
gold
go get
bar.
The rest of the gold.
Yeah, easy.
We'll walk out.
Nothing easier.
Yes, Corazon.
Minor illusion.
Oh, that's way less violent than my plan.
wait, let's hear the job out. How violent are we talking?
Well, it's just an option,
right.
Not my first.
Yeah.
Minor illusion sounds good.
Yeah.
I was thinking I could use heat metal to melt the gold bar in Katie's hands, so her hands are gold melted to the table.
All over her face and hands and...
Jesus Christ! Look, it just occurred to me as an option, a last resort.
I love it. I love it more.
It's a last, it's so mean though. Tell me about minor illusion.
It's very mean.
Minor illusion, we can make 17 copies of the gold bar and then give her a short-lasting 18 gold bars.
I think that sounds like a good. Let's try that.
Are they going to last long enough for her to get the pearl? The pearl's she's presumably not on her person.
Yeah.
I think to myself because everyone else has left.
Might be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're standing there, you're watching her. She doesn't look like she's got an absolutely gargantuan pearl on her.
No.
Pajumper.
How long do we reckon we can fool someone into thinking they've
got
17?
It is a minor illusion. So let's melt the gold on her face.
She sort of leans in and is like, listen, do they really have 18?
Oh, yeah, I mean, well...
Because I need rid of this thing, mate.
Yeah.
But I can't just flog it for nothing.
Right.
It's, there's something wrong with this pearl, mate.
Bad news.
Yeah, my crew's not doing so well.
Okay.
Two of them fallen down the stairs, one of them's been taking six with the flux. And it's all been since we took this pearl. There's something not great about it.
Yeah.
I think I might be next. So...
Right.
I really want to sell this, actually.
I mean, you're looking to offload it, and really, we can probably sort that out, but
okay.
It just feels like, is there anything else you can tell us about the circumstances in which you came to get the pearl?
I nicked it, didn't I?
Yeah, but where from?
Look, I go diving a lot. It started out as a hobby, but it turns out there's a lot of stuff down there that you can flog for quite a lot of money, because it's actually genuine.
If you can show us the pearl, we might be able to lift that curse. We've got a real mix of abilities here, and if we can just lift the curse, then we're all good, aren't we? You're fine, you know. Your crew might get better.
Just give her a gold.
You say they're really, really ill.
Give her a gold bar and take it.
So if we take a look, just show us the pearl, right? We'll all go together. We'll sort out the gold bars. Yeah.
I mean, I want to see the bars they walk in with before I take you anywhere. All right.
Okay, well, we can show you them. But really, the whole giving the gold bars before we see the pearl is not really on, is it?
So they kind of push the door open. I'm assuming they're sort of coming back in. Yep. She's like...
Yeah, no, you and me.
Cool. Right, dog, cast minor illusion. She can't touch it or look at it for longer than a minute. So...
Okay.
I've got it. It's in a box, right? We're going to open it, show her, close the box. Yeah?
Yep.
All right.
Works for me. The only thing is... I don't know how to cast my illusion.
Wait.
I don't know if I ever mentioned that or something, but...
Okay, well, I can cast my illusion.
Good, okay.
I just thought you could.
Oh, boy.
And I was trying to encourage you.
It was your idea, Corazon.
I was trying to encourage Dob.
Oh. He doesn't need any more encouragement.
All right, I cast minor illusion on the one gold bar to make it 18 gold
She's
bars.
She's got the one gold bar.
She's got what stuff? We didn't take it back off her.
No.
I have another gold bar.
She's got it in front of her.
You've got another gold bar?
Yeah.
You did say you had two.
All right.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, fine.
All right.
I'm going to allow this.
I cast minor illusion on one gold bar to make it look like 17 gold bars.
Okay.
I affect to walk like it's so heavy.
So, walk up. I'm like, right. Yeah? 17 gold bars. See that?
Snap it shut quick.
Now, you can have them when we see the pearl.
She gets up, she brings the bottle with her, kind of like skulks out of the place.
I pick up the other gold bar from the table as well because she's got the bottle. Just help her carry that.
Fine.
Hey, she grabbed the bottle first. She didn't grab the gold bar first.
Yeah, okay, fine. She leads you through some twisting alleyways and then she leads you sort of to a back staircase that leads to sort of a small room above a shop, basically. It's a really low down, like, it's just a really grimy hovel, basically. Mm-hmm. She opens the door. It's like, come in, make yourselves at home. And there's just
start
like...
start brewing coffee.
I curl up by the fire. It's a lovely hovel you've got here.
This place is great.
There is a wood burner and there is like a little like cafetiere, like, you know, coffee maker. Apart from that, there is like, she just sleeps like in the corner under a dirty like blanket.
Gross.
I heard that.
No, I said grossly lavish in here, ain't it?
Will be once I'm rich. Now turn around all of you.
You're not gonna move.
Well, I said, turn around all of you. You hear the telltale sound of a floorboard being prized up and then replaced. And then you turn back round and she's standing there with a very large pearl. Right, money, hand it over.
Cool, here's the box.
Whoa. Iron, give it a sniff.
She's like...
I'm sorry, you got into business with some dangerous people. Merrowin's meat grinder, etc. Now let my little fishy pal here have a sniff of the pearl.
Thank you not to make fun of my son's appearance.
She holds it steady and it's like Iron's face comes into contact. Like he gets closer, he gives it one sniff and then just starts rubbing his head on it.
Aww. Iron. It's legit, guys.
Yeah, cool. I run my finger along it. Yeah, it's pure.
Sweet.
Pure pearl.
Pure pearl.
All right.
And I lean over to Corazon and go,
the old switcheroo.
All right, here's the box with the gold in it. Just give me the. All right, pleasure doing business with you. No,
cheers.
Don't open the box.
We've got to be going.
Yeah, guys, we've got to be going. Guys, cheese it.
Adios.
She throws the presumably empty box down on the floor. And pulls like a brace of pistols.
I immediately hide with the pearl.
Are you cheesing it? Or?
What do you reckon? Can we sleep her?
I take the fake pearl. I take the fake pearl that we bought and I heft it in her direction and shout.
While we're on the head, like with the fake pearl.
And shout, yeah, like Mysterio's helmet. Like that, and shout, cheese it!
Okay. I guess that's a strength check to deco with a giant fake pearl. Could you and I just roll for initiative, actually?
Okay.
Just of us.
Nothing good ever comes of this.
I say, really, when we bought the fake pearl, I thought we were going to have a plan with a bit more finesse.
Sorry, I...
So did we all.
15.
15 plus, plus
That's
five.
It's 20. Fine. You do get to go first.
Sweet.
I'm just going to try and shoot you, but I just figured that would be a decent
Nice try. Shoot Dob, indeed. All right. Pearl goes, wham, on the head. Boosh.
Okay.
Cheese it.
So that is a, like I say, a strength check. Roll me a strength. Try and beat a 14.
What's that, Merowyn?
That is an 18.
Yes! Yay!
Okay.
I imagine it's just like a sort of papier-mâché thing. I imagine
so her head goes
inside this. Yeah, I imagine this is like a vision occluding thing.
Okay, roll me a d6 then.
Okay. That's a regular dice.
Yep.
One.
Okay, so you don't really knock her out so much as you just put her head inside a giant fake pearl.
Yeah.
And she's just blundering around
now. Katie Pearl head.
Oh, no, they're going to be calling her that in taverns up and down the town now.
It's
better than old Egbert piss trousers.
Now, to be fair,
I told you that one time.
No one said that yet, Egbert, and now it's going to stick.
Yeah. You coined that, Egbert.
Not sure that they're going to be making merch.
That's going to be a popular
contrast.
So I assume you're having this conversation as you cheese it. You're hearing sort of an aquatic snickering in your ear.
Well, Iron. I tickle Iron under his little chin.
As we run out the door, I like wedge a chair under the handle to try and prevent us being followed.
Okay, that's fine. I think it's going to take her a while to get out, just to extricate herself from the massive fake pearl.
So it sounded like, from what she was saying, that this pearl is pretty cursed. Probably don't want to hang on to it for too long, I would say.
I think we should try and really understand what's going on with this pearl before we make a decision what to do with it.
I mean, it seems...
I want to decode it.
It was theirs, and it's cursed. I mean, those are two good reasons to not hang on to it.
I think we should unwrap its mysteries.
This is the mystery is that we all die of a curse. Into the sea.
Yeah.
The mystery is we all get cursed. If I know anything about pirates, is that cursed pearls, generally not a good idea. Mm.
So, I mean, our options are give this back to the crab folk, which doesn't really feel like they're going to get their comeuppance for all of the kidnapping and the mean stuff.
Mm. They will stop the kidnapping.
Well, yeah, but like
sell it back to them.
Then they'll kidnap us.
What? Then we kill them.
I'll get kidnapped.
I think we ought to poke around this underwater temple, though, just have a look, right?
I want to go
underwater. I want to see the underwater temple.
I mean, the underwater temple would be cool.
We'll offer to hand deliver it to the crab people. In fact,
I mean, how are we going
to
find them?
Yeah, we didn't organise a meeting spot, so let's run to the ocean, sprint fully towards the
I mean, the ocean's
docks.
Pretty big. Do we know where this underwater temple is? Or do you want to just plunge headfirst into
the ocean? Take the chul with us. He's hanging out by the
Iron
travel lodge.
Yeah,
Iron will know.
Of course, Iron will know.
I just didn't want to keep him. He's paying for himself.
Iron.
All right. Iron, buddy, I got to be honest with you.
I love you, Iron.
We don't know yet what we're going to do with this pearl. I hope that you've had a wonderful time adventuring with us, and I hope you've seen that there's a better way than senseless kidnap and mean acts of meanness. I just want to be upfront with you, man, that we don't know what's going to happen once we get to that underwater temple. We don't know how smoothly things are going to go, and we don't know what we're going to do with the pearl. I hope that you're with us to the end, buddy.
All right, not
it's like a fishy
done,
shrug.
Okay.
All right. Nice, Iron's on board. Iron's on the team.
Oh, sweet.
All right, Iron, lead on. Take us to the underwater temple. Wait, how are we going to breathe underwater?
Every few meters, Iron will give us all a kiss.
All right. No.
Iron's on.
Let's put it in the maybe pile.
Does anyone, all of you magic weirdos, have you got anything like that can...
Surely you've got to make a bubble or something?
Or?
Yeah.
Right. Hang on, guys.
What?
Guys, Merowyn got something.
Right. Firstly,
yeah.
I've got animal friendship. We all know how good that one is.
Yes, you've mentioned.
I've also got beast sense. If I touch an animal, I can see and feel all their senses. So I can basically embody another animal.
Right.
If you want to get in the papoose, I'm sure Dob will let you. Like, you don't have to sense it from Iron.
There's room. But this doesn't help us get underwater, right?
I've also got create or destroy water. I can only do 30 foot squared at a time.
Well, if the temple's 30 foot out, we're sorted.
Sorted, yeah. If it's in the bay, yeah. We're fine.
Guys, notice, though. Let's construct a diving bell out of an upturned rowing boat. And so we can weight it down with gold bars. We can trap some oxygen underneath and sink it down to the bottom of the ocean. And then iron will lead us.
Okay. I'm down.
In fact, yeah. I've done this a few times before when exploring shipwrecks, so I'm proficient in it.
Merowyn can ask some fish to help
for directions.
Us.
Okay. Yeah.
We've come this far. Okay. Yeah, I think a fishy propulsion system is
they could pull the diving bell down for us.
So, the rest of you rig up a rowing boat diving bell.
I really hope where we go, there's oxygen.
And if not, I can get rid of some water around us, and then that's it.
She's just constantly destroying a 30-foot cube.
The whole ocean's around gone.
Yeah. I love it.
The planet dies.
Let's do it.
Okay, so you you need to prepare for this ritual. Mm-hmm. You all need to procure a rowing boat.
All right, there's a rowing boat. Let's look around, maybe on the beach, kick over an old rowing boat.
No, see any rowing boats on the beach? Someone's left.
Let's look around.
Yeah, go on, do me an investigation roll.
All right.
Intelligence
Corazon,
investigation.
Corazon, you're a boat person. It's a polite term for a boat.
That's a 9.
Fishy.
A bunch of numbers.
Cool, great, yes. Okay, you find one. It's pretty ramshackle. Like, it's not, it wouldn't be your first choice, but it's convenient and it's quick.
Tar it up.
This bad boy can hold so much oxygen. Let's get down there.
Okay, so you drag it over. Merylwen is doing
stuff. I'm trying to reach out for a good fish.
A good fish?
Yeah.
Anything in particular?
Something quite big.
Mm-hmm. Manta ray.
Tuna.
Yeah, manta ray or a shark, something of that kind of family.
Yeah. Go on then. You get a few sharks that kind of turn up and they're like,
hey guys.
So
they keep swimming, otherwise they'll die.
Yeah.
It's sort of just going in circles.
Cool.
You think they're listening.
Okay, right, guys. I'm going to need you to help guide us down to, there's an underwater temple down there. Have you seen anything like built by people from the land, maybe? Or
fish
eldritch
people.
Fish people?
Oui, yeah.
Yeah. Oui, yeah. Are you French?
French. I do not know the temple. Is it a spider tiger?
Oh.
A spider tiger shark.
Tu es très beau.
Oh, it's David.
Do you mind if I look through your eyes? It sounds weird, but it's honestly.
I read your eyes.
No, it's fine.
You won't even know that I'm there.
I have one request.
Yes.
If I have to roll my eyes back into my head, then you don't look.
Okay, no,
it's
that's
just
fine.
For me.
Yeah, no. That's fine. I understand boundaries.
After maybe we can eat your friend's fishy.
I would say not him, but seeing as he can't understand me right now, there's every chance that he might not be on our side.
Where?
I'll give you a heads up and send him your
way.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Right. So
I theatrically slap the roof of the diving bell. It's done. Ready to go.
Cool. So nice. With beast sense with the little shark. I like him, the little French shark.
I weight down the edges of the
upturned
boat with the last of our gold bars.
No! Rocks from the beach.
They're free.
Gold is the heaviest.
Anything else.
All right, with rocks.
I remove the gold bars and replace them with rocks.
Yeah, gold bars.
No.
Yeah, gold bars.
Our fabulous diving bell is ready.
So,
are you mad about all my secret stuff?
You all position yourselves under the diving bell.
Everyone take a breath.
No, it's going to be,
is this just to get underneath and inside it?
Yeah, but we don't want to start using it there until we need
to. Sorry, I thought we were walking down the beach with it over our heads.
I like that better, actually. Just like proceeding.
Okay, so you walk into...
Wade into the sea.
You wade into the sea. You're now there, sort of like, there's water up to your chins. Mm-hmm. You know, the boat is above you. And you hear kind of a chunk, chunk on either side as a shark mouth kind of like grabs hold of the gold bars. And suddenly the bell starts to descend.
Yeah.